not suitable for those under the age of 18. Viewer discretion is advised.
This is PR from YouTube, and you're listening to Good Morning Cybertron, the Wu-Tang Clan of podcasts. They ain't nothing to fuck with.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Good morning, Cybertron!
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of Good Morning Cybertron. I am your host, Scott. The nicest part of my week, if you happen to be with us for the pre-show, the nicest part of my week was whenever I took a shit in the bathtub and started poking it with a plastic toothpick. And then I handed it to somebody. Disgusting. Oh. I know. It's bad. So we're demonetized now, right? All the way from California, it's Xavier. How you doing, buddy?
Well, shit. Literally.
Yeah.
Is your fridge also running? You better go catch it. Ha, ha, ha.
Oh, no. There was something horrible going on with the fridge. There was something with that, too. I forgot to mention that. Every time that I would open up the fridge, it was like, what's it? I couldn't find what this smell was. This smell of death, right? And it's just like I couldn't enjoy a drink because all my ice cubes made my water corpse flavored. So it was like nice fresh glass of corpse didn't do. And then like I'm searching all over for this. And Ariana calls me from the hospital, and she goes, oh, hey, honey, you know, coming home soon. Hey, I forgot to tell you, I left some chicken in the bottom drawer underneath this, that, and the other thing. That's probably gone bad. Now, it's definitely gone bad, honey. It's bad.
You have a poultry dice.
Yeah. And I opened up that drawer. And like there was like I had like bananas and stuff and you know just for appearances, not to eat. I'm not insane. And I pulled it up. It's one of those deals. Yeah.
Like,
oh, look at that down there. We got somebody new. It's Bryant. How you doing, Bryant?
What's up? Good to be here, guys.
Oh man, welcome to the show, man. Welcome to the show. All the way up. Oh, there was the train. Look, you can see the train. There it is.
Ooh, go catch it.
Choo-choo. Choo-choo outside house. Choo-choo. All the way from Clacksabama, it's Kyle. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. Your stories are the reason I drink now.
I like that.
Right, like number 5.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the one where Scott finds out through WikiTree, oh, look at that, I'm actually related to someone in Russia. And the next thing you know, knock at the door, just, hello. Comrade Mort, you are needed on front line of Ukraine.
That would actually not be a bad thing. Like, I think I could get some clout if old Vladimir was related to me. It's... oh, which would make it really weird, because my boss's son is married to a Ukrainian woman. Remember whenever that war started, my boss's son had to steal a car and sneak across the border to rescue his in-laws?
Yeah. That was going back a year ago, I believe.
Yeah, right whenever the war started. Like,
2 years ago now.
And
yeah, 2 years ago. Fuck.
The worst thing was, well, the worst thing was the war. But to make it even worse, like, the car he got ended up being a stick, and he couldn't drive stick, so he just burned the fuck out of the clutch.
Shit.
First gear is a gear! And all the way from Canada, which Russia will probably attack next. It's an easy mark, really. It's Thomas. How you
do
doing?
Do they have oil?
I bet they do. Look, if they had oil, we would have attacked them by now.
This country is a joke. And I'm really surprised that we haven't been annexed by somebody else. Because who's going to stop them?
We just consider you a plucky neighbor, really.
You know, seriously, though, like, we would have no stopping power against that.
Your best
the only reason
the best thing you got is we're your friend.
The only reason it hasn't happened is because of Murica.
Yeah, we're your buddy. We just sit there. Oh, they got ducks on their money. That's cute.
Exactly.
Oh, how adorable.
You call it a toonie? Fuck you. You're stupid. Give me some of your toonies.
Until, like, what do you mean they attacked Letterkenny? Oh, shit.
Sounds like somebody needs some freedom.
Yeah. Fucking hell.
Thomas, I think the reason you have not been, you know, repatriated to be Americans yet is we need somewhere to cheap to shoot all our shows that take place in wooded areas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
X-Files. Shit. I mean, X-Files was filmed up in BC, wasn't it, Thomas?
Mm-hmm. I think it was. There's actually a couple of shows where Stargate SG-1 was.
Mm-hmm.
In Vancouver. And so was Battlestar Galactica, the remake.
I'm pretty sure they filmed all the New York bits of Rise of the Beasts in
Vancouver.
In Canada, didn't they? Yeah.
Bet you it was Vancouver, because everything is in Vancouver. Except for, you know, affordable houses, because even a shack will cost over $1 million.
Oh, that's just life, man. That's just
it's
life.
Literally, it is literally impossible to actually exist in Vancouver. You can't.
Look, all I'm saying is, as long as they produce another quality Prey sequel, they can raise the prices all they want, because that was a good fucking movie.
Oh, man.
It makes me so mad thinking about Vancouver and how expensive it is to live there.
Well, I'll tell you what isn't expensive and Canadian? Well, it's your good buddies over at SirToys.com. They're inexpensive, and they're Canadian. Sign up for free, toy.run. They're as Canada as maple syrup theft, Deadpool, and fucking Letterkenny. It's mm-hmm. great. Like, you can waft. The maple syrup just wafts off of toy.run. Now, toy.run is kind of neat. Toy.run is this website. It's like Twitter, but with a toy focus. So here you have the progenitor, Sir Toys. He's showing off his collection of Transformers and G.I. Joe comic books. Down here is K.R. Brickbot, showing off the Elite Voyager height versions of the Season 1 Galaxy Tobots. So, I mean, you're getting some stuff here that you wouldn't see anywhere else. And, you know, of course, I know I don't have to go very far. And we're going to find some Ugly Wretch. He's here someplace. Ugly Wretch, where are you? There he is. I saw him. Oh, man. You want to talk about a nice bunch of guys? The man, Ugly Wretch and his crew. You know, Phoenix, Belucius, Ninja Bill. Those are some guys. Those are some guys you need to subscribe to, because they are absolutely beautiful. Speaking of beautiful people, we have Dwayne Marsh saying, "Good morning, all. Hope I made it. Hope all are well." We're getting there. Crossbones Koopa says, "Hello, I'm basically living in the town of digging up the marrow." DeWaz Perez, "Good morning, secret team of tree assassins." Wolf's probably not going to join. He took some melatonin, and I've been instructed not to wake him until it's time for work. Crossbones said, "I bet Blunghole knows the movie Digging Up the Marrow or Xavier." I believe I do. Holson85 says, "Hello, fuckers. Stargate 1 was so good." Dewanis also adds in with, "Only thing I can think of the can is good for is maple syrup and new things being added to the Geneva Convention." Dewanis, check yourself out some Letterkenny. If you're straight, Wayne. If you're bi or gay, Kate. There's going to be something good there for you. If you're into
you're not sure, Squirrely Dan.
Squirrely Dan. It kind of makes a feller think, doesn't it? And Tef Tef, he says, "I miss when Sir Toys Paul was in China getting the most effed up weird TF ever." I think we all do. But I, you know, here's the thing. I miss Chinese Paul. But man, I love Canadian Paul, and Paul was always Canadian. He's an expat, but I'm glad he's safe. I will take not being able to get plastic toys from Sir Toys over. I just want Paul to be safe. Want Paul to be safe. Dewanis fills in. I'm into anything that can scent, so do with that info as you wish.
Yeah.
You will. Just say yes.
The only thing I know how to say yes to is the dress.
Well, I think you look smashing in it. The same way. Holy hell. Legacy United Doom and Destruction Collection Mayhem Attack Squad. Chop Shop, Barrage, Malleus Minotaurus, Breakdown, Windsweeper with Target Masters. Okay, the Breakdown is a little bit weird, but I kind of love it. It's kind of growing on me, you know, with like Bulkhead and Breakdown being you know, complete opposites, having them share a body, that's kind of neat. The Deluxe Insecticons look so good. At first, I didn't like that Barrage was just bombshells looking in the other direction. But, no, it's grown on me. What do you gentlemen think of these multi-packs?
I am for this. Nice. I actually
I
really,
am
really...
seconding that motion.
Yes.
Brian, sir, what do you think of this stuff, man?
I think there's never been a better time to be a Transformers fan.
Hallelujah to that.
Damn straight.
Yep. We're living kind of in a golden age.
Some of the things, even G1 has nothing on this because they're going back and they're actually pulling competitive.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is, it's so weird because the cry for blood was so rabid for new characters because it's like quit giving us the same old thing over and over again. And then what did they do? They gave us Drift, and everyone's just like, well, it's something new. And then immediately they go back to doing other shit, right? But they did it with a twist because Seaspray ended up being the Voyager class, like from Hunt for the Decepticons. And then everyone stopped complaining. It was like, no, this is actually what we wanted. This is it, right here. And this take on the characters being more accurate than ever, like Windsweeper. Ooh, baby. Look at Windsweeper.
Yeah, I'm really, really happy that Windsweeper's getting a figure. I had Windsweeper when I was a kid, and I really, really liked that toy, and I was hoping that he would get a modern representation of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
Windsweeper's kind of an interesting thing, because, you know, he was one of those trigger cons that had the flip-out weapons. So we're not going to get the flip-out weapons, sadly. I would have liked it. But
yeah, me too.
But at the same time, having him be a double target master, that to me was really super interesting because it's kind of this mix and match of like, well, okay, you can flip out these weapons. You can kind of mimic the flip out gimmick. On top of that, you're getting two new characters with this old classic character. So it was kind of like, okay, it was a good compromise. We weren't going to get exactly what we wanted, but it was a good compromise. I'm sorry, Xavier. You go right ahead.
No, I'm just like laughing at the hilarious idea that the two new minicons, the weaponizers, are gray to match the color of the flip-out weapons.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is interesting.
I saw this, and the first thing I thought was, go out, my sons, and zap to the extreme. We will, father. Little fucking Chris Chan humor there for anybody who gives a shit. That motherfucker, huh?
Oh, chaos, yeah.
Yeah.
They kind of...
Mark is literally the closest thing to Primus that we've ever had. Mark now.
Yeah. Yeah, Mark is pretty close to Primus. He's... Him and Evan and B-Mac. I'm not saying Aaron Archer wasn't good, but they just had like a different vision of what Transformers was supposed to be. And I'm not saying Aaron Archer's was wrong. I'm not saying B-Max and Mark and Evans was wrong. But what I'm saying is there can be too much of one thing and then another. So I think under Aaron Archer, there was too much new characters. There were too many brand new characters. Well, this is Wheeljack, but it's not really Wheeljack. And this one's more Wheeljack, but we're going to call him Downshift. And who exactly is Brimstone? And don't get me wrong, it was great. It was great. I love those new characters. And then whenever Classic started to hit, whenever Chug became a thing, in my mind, it was too many old characters. I started to miss the days of Cybertron whenever I could just go out and, you know, oh, I want a spaceship, I can get a spaceship. I want a monster, I can get a monster. You know, and what have you. I want Earth mode, I can get an Earth mode. But with this new team, it's kind of this wonderful mix and match of like, okay, here are these classic characters. Here's Windsweeper. Here's Barrage. Here's Chop Shot. Here's Infernax, Universe, Brimstone. You know, what the fuck is a fossilizer? Okay, this is neat. And it's enough of that, if it's enough of that, you know, that nostalgia, that familiar love with something brand new and kinky. And I fucking love it.
It feels like it's actually, to me, because I was such a huge proponent of BotCon, but it feels like these are BotCon style quality of change to characters, because you're just doing the paint and head swap.
Yeah, this is absolutely like BotCon would have made this and charged a shit ton more.
Here's $80.
Like, yeah. So instead of being $200 for Windsweeper, who is sorely going through a drought of no appearances and being released only on the off chance they gambled and said, well, Windsweeper fits into this motif of jets that we're going to do for this fictional BotCon situation, they just decided, hey, what if that was a regular release? And it's just the idea that they're going back to doing repaints of existing molds with new heads and new accessories, and they're good. They're not like, they don't feel chintzy just from the look of them. They feel like, wow, that really looks spot on. And I love that they didn't try to budget and put their own spin on it, except for maybe the weaponizer. But, you know, can't with that.
Yeah, I mean, you can look as far as the Deluxe Insecticons. The Deluxe Insecticons here, they could have gotten away with, you know, just Bombshell with a yellow head. They could have gotten away with Shrapnel. But they took the time to change the pinchers. They took mm-hmm. the time to add the rhino, the rhino horn to the beetle. They did something clever by turning it around so that it would look a bit different. There's some real thought. There's some backwards engineering going on here. There's some new parts. And yeah, I for one am great. To do let's do a little technical work here. Holston 85 says Bryant's sound is a little low, by the way. So Bryant, I don't know if you're able to up the volume of your microphone. Yeah, if you could, that'd be fantastic.
That better?
Go ahead higher. And say it again. A little higher.
That better?
Oh yeah, higher. There we Xavier there. Wants more.
More.
Kill those that speak of less. The surprising thing for me in this set, besides this, weren't we supposed to get Knockout?
Oh shoot, were we?
And yeah. we got Breakdown instead, which to me feels
they
like the better move.
Lied.
They straight up fucking lied. Breakdown feels like such a better choice than Knockout.
Bait and switch.
I'm not hating on it. I mean,
hello.
Yeah, it doesn't that just mean like Knockout is going to be somewhere else? It was like, actually, maybe he works better in a different set. That's all I'm thinking about. It's like they're not taking him away; they're just possibly shifting him around to be a better suit somewhere else.
Well, I think my
think
point
when
is
we got that. Let's. I think when
you go ahead, you go ahead, Kyle. Go right ahead.
I think when we got that listing, it was made at the point where they thought they were just going to do Knockout in G1 colors. And then somebody went, what if we do breakdown from Bulkhead.
No, I think, like I was, like I was saying, I think that they made the right move. Because you can still get a knockout pretty easily, but he doesn't have anybody to fuck. And everybody should have somebody to fuck, and now he has breakdown, and we can have the two of them fuck.
This is true.
Yeah.
The fucking will commence.
That hammer, I'll tell you what, I've been to Lowe's, and it's just, this whole they-them is a social construct thing. It's been to Lowe's, used to go in there and be able to buy a hammer, now that's just sex toys everywhere. And that
Scott
hammer,
beat, guys.
It's been another one.
He's seen some shit.
I've played with some shit.
That's true. That is a true statement.
Okay, I'm having a couple health issues, right? So I had to give the doctors a fecal sample. Right? And I thought, oh, you know, maybe I'll have to have Dr. Jellyfinger probe, or maybe, you know, I just have to... No, apparently I had to drop a deuce and stick a plastic toothpick in it 6 places. And you know what they found? You know what they found? I don't know if I'm happy or sad about this. They found nothing. They were looking for blood. They were, mm-hmm. Now here's the thing. My mom passed away of colon cancer.
Well, thank Christ they found nothing.
They did, and I'm glad, but that means I also went through all that for nothing. You know, it's like, I know, it's a weird thought process. My mom passed away from colon cancer. It was sad. It started as colon, spread to lungs, her liver, her brain. But I understand why they're doing it, because even though that's not the problem, I actually went in to have glass removed from my foot. And even though that was not the problem, they wanted to check, make sure I'm not dying of colon cancer. And I am not dying of colon cancer. Thankfully. But at the same time, you want to get your money's worth.
Scott had an impossible challenge. It's like, try not to fail this challenge. And it was like, shit on a piece of paper that's thinner than mist.
Oh my God, yes. They gave me a piece of paper that was so light, it can barely to have been said to have existed at all. And it evaporated whenever I sat on it. So I had to take
that.
Yeah. They printed the directions on the paper. They printed the Yeah. So
it sounds like it wasn't. It sounds like it wasn't designed by a human that understands how humans work.
They actually. Okay, hold on. I'm gonna go see if I still have something here, because they gave me 2 tests in case I messed up one. Talk about the insecticons.
Please,
I'll be back.
The turd, please.
I'm not selecting the turd. I just want to see if the second one has a piece.
God, you think
damn,
the second one is a
bullseye?
Good. There's a bullseye on the second one that says "place shit here."
Like, I wasn't gonna get ransacked because I thought, well, if they made ransack, they're not gonna make the other two because they only seem to make one, and now like they're making all 4. I gotta find a ransack.
Awesome.
Oh, nobody sells just ransack. Great, gotta spend $100 on like a fucking box set just for the one guy that I want.
What's the shipping like in Cluxabama? Is there good distribution?
Cluxabama, that's good. That's original. Yep.
Let's see. Allow Facebook.com to see your screen. Yeah, I was going to.
Shit. I happen to really like everything that everything I've seen of Alabama, like visually, like. Seems pretty nice there, actually, but...
Look what I found, boys.
Scott, no, that has medical information on it.
Yeah. Look at
this. The landing strip.
Yeah. And it says, here, right there, there's your instructions on how to collect a stool sample. It's printed right on... See, here's the tape. Here's the tape you take off, like the little thing to like... There it is. And you, like, adhere this to the side of your toilet bowl,
And then you have another one over here. And there's the instructions on how to collect a stool sample. If you're doing this at home, look at the little cartoon turd. Look at it. Kyle, look at it. Look at it, Kyle. Kyle, look at it.
It's hard to see.
So it says here, unscrew the cap from the sample collection tube. Poke the spiral applicator into the stool at 6 different sites. Screw the applicator back into the tube and secure cap. Now, I want you to see something, right? That's...
Wow, that took zero resistance.
That's zero resistance, man.
The shit's just gonna pass through it into the toilet anyway.
Yeah, I mean, the first one I sat down on ripped. So I just...
Yeah, this is what I meant when I said this seems like it was designed by somebody that wasn't actually human and doesn't actually understand how being human works.
Brian, what you got?
I haven't done mine yet.
Oh, no!
Same shit.
Oh,
envelope.
Oh, no!
Yours has a window! No!
Welcome!
They won't give you.
Dude, just do what I did. Hang your ass over the fucking hang your ass over the fucking tub. Shit right in the tub. Just take a dump right in the tub. Make sure no one's home. Just no one needs to walk in on that. No one. And, like, if you've got one of those shower handles that you can just, go like that, fantastic. Use that. And, I mean, I'm not a proud man. I had to waffle stomp some of the bigger parts down.
I would love for you to be caught in that situation, and there's only two things you can say. One is the obvious, I can explain. Or two is the Tony Stark, let's face it, you've caught me doing worse.
I mean, I'm probably going to go for A and B in that situation, quite honestly. And because here's the thing, I can't explain. I just did. I'm trying to find out if I have ass cancer. It's you'd be surprised what you can do to make sure that you're not dying of butt cancer.
You see, they're doing the same thing with me because my last blood test came back with my white blood cell count high.
Oh, jeez, buddy. I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry. I'll let you in on this right now. I am going through a cancer scare. Jesus Christ, there's so much going on. They found a growth on my right kidney that's as long as my kidney. So it's been a bit of a scary process. And it's just like they're doing all these tests. And I mean, I walked in for high blood pressure and to get the fucking glass out of my foot. And I'm walking out with, you have a growth on your kidney. Now they've looked at the growth and they're thinking it's not cancer. But, you know, the doctor wants to take looks. Here, shit on this paper just in case you have another type of cancer. Dude, Bryant, trust me, whenever I tell you, I know what that fucking weight is like. I'm sorry, dude. I am so sorry.
But you know what, Bryant? Yeah. If it makes you feel any better spiritually, you and Scott are now shit brothers.
Well, there you go.
I wish I could
title brothers.
I wish I could title the show that.
You can. You just need to do the crawling thing to block out the word shit.
We're the poop brothers.
The brothers. Yeah, armpit parting.
Yeah. Oh my god. Well, getting back to these toys, I can't wait to see what Venom looks like.
Yes.
Toys, who cares about that shit?
Oh my god. Because, I mean, okay. I wish there was some sort of chest upgrade for the one grasshopper we got. Ransack is the name.
Yeah.
Chop Shot. Was it Ransack? What the fuck is it? Yeah. Yeah. I wish there was some sort of chest upgrade to give him a more G1 toy chest. Maybe I'll have to see what I can do. Because, you know, maybe I can just do what they did with Bombshell and turn him around backwards. But he's a passable Ransack right now. Chop Shop, Barrage, they're looking good. I gotta believe that Venom's gonna be looking pretty nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. God, all four of them. Just like Kyle was saying, we're going to have a complete set. This is amazing.
You want to impress me? Produce all five. There in Japan, there was a fifth one that was a ladybug.
The Obscura, the errata that people know about, I think has to be there present, because if you do something like that, like a ladybug, and you go, hey, this is actually the fifth missing member, people are going to go, now you're just fucking, like, you know, panhandling for money with characters and shit like that. And if there's no presence of the character to begin with that people are familiar with, you are just going out on a limb hoping it hits. So a fifth character is, I'm going to say, that's probably better suited to, like, Select's releases online.
Yeah, here she is. This is, oh God, it's Twitter, please. There it is. Unproduced concept for female ladybug from Takutoku's Beatrice toy line, imported by Hasbro to become the Deluxe Insecticons. So there was your Deluxe Insecticon ladybug.
Oh. Kind of reminds me of, do you remember that BattleBot back from the days of BattleBots? That it was a gigantic plastic, it was a gigantic plastic ladybug, and underneath it was this, like, simple robot with wheels, but it had a huge circular saw underneath it.
Shut up, nerd.
That was its weapon, and it was called Mecha Tantamushi. And it would basically just sort of open up like a clamshell, the big plastic ladybug part, and then this saw blade would just, like, mercilessly cut everything in half.
Kyle, do you have any thoughts on this?
Some ladybug thing?
Yeah, sure.
Not really.
Okay, cool.
Right on. Well,
I think the reason we didn't see the ladybug is because they were so obsessed with not doing female Transformers for a long time.
That may be the case. Here we go. We're going to go over to the chat here. Let's see here. Going up. Wow, we got a lot. Let's see here. Duanas Perez. Okay, Crossbones Koopa. I got some things closing. I'll share for reinforcements from Cybertron. Malleus Miniatures has Solus Prime symbol on the forehead. That's interesting. Belucius is starting early, whore. Hey, boyos. Technical Jim. The non-NEF people have already teased an upgrade set for Windsweeper. I'm excited for that. I have non-NEF's upgrade for the, what is the little blue boy, the blue skids with the trigger con. He only got half a head in the comic book. Crankcase, thank you. Thank you so much. Dwayne March says, I want to get both of these sets. I don't mind that the deluxes are just redos of regular Insecticons. They made them look unique enough. I definitely want Windsweeper. Breakdown should be okay. Teftev says, I thought the blue truck and jet were Battletrap and Skytread mixed up. Wouldn't have surprised me that Hasbro mixed those up for us to buy with both sets to put them rights. Lol. That they do kind of, yeah, they do kind of look like that. Teftef also says, Barrage is very disappointing to me. No wings, plus sort of the arm joints are badly molded. You have the mushroom page showing in the front. It's very visible, very disturbing. Yeah, I can see where you're coming from. I do like Barrage, but yeah, I do see where you're coming from. Crossbones Koopa says, I want to see a black and green Chop Shop, and he can be a Beetleborg's metallic boron homage. Teftef said, Teftef asking the hard questions, where's Venom, though? If Cicada Venom comes out, we'll be real close to having a Tripraeticus legacy, and I really want that. Dwayne March says, I'm just customizing a kickback into Ransack. Crossbones says, Scott, are you a plane when your butt needs a landing strip? You are a plane when your butt needs a landing strip. Oh, thank you, Crossbones. Dewan said, I think I should start buying three of the same figure. One to keep, one for sticker sheets, and the third to make sparkly. Wolf's up, send help. Wolf1701 says, welcome to GMC, now applicate your stool. Belucius, I would have used catch jet just to freak them out with the weird results. I might get a set, actually. Holson says, ever take a dump in a mug? Wolf1701, I just woke up, man, and it's stool application and butt cancer.
Tep Tep, here's the new TF. 3 seconds later, here's tips for and tricks for collecting your stool. I love you guys. Oh, thank you, Tep Tep. Dwayne Marsh, can you use the word shite instead of shit? Why the shite not? Belucius, Venom will probably be Waspinator with an orange plug. Crossbone said, come on, Hasbro, do the ladybug. Belucius says, I don't sound like that, do I? No, no, that's not you. Belucius, honestly, whenever I look at you, I kind of think of Hugh Laurie. You have a definite Hugh Laurie vibe. I hope you don't find that offensive, but heck, man, Hugh Laurie is a good-looking guy. I'm not gay, but if I was, Hugh Laurie would probably be my type. And Dewanis Perez says, no beans. We have a surprise today. I woke up to this.
Holy fuck.
What the fuck, man? We have Legacy United Voyager Cybertron Starscream found in Chile. Not announced. Just somebody bought the fucker on the shelf.
Yeah.
Right. Nobody said anything. Just somebody went, put this on the shelf, fuckers.
Excuse me a second while I whip this out.
Yeah. Oh, Cleavon. And this just came out of nowhere. And he's like, yeah, people even looked at it and went, holy shit, he's even got a cyber key. There's a little cyber key port behind his head.
Fucking cyber key.
Yeah. Yeah.
What the hell is happening? Yeah. The thing that's screwing with my brain right now
the
is
the hell is happening.
Yeah, exactly. The thing that's actually happened, like the thing that's going on in my brain right now is that, like, my brain thinks that Cybertron is still relatively recent.
No, it's not.
So I don't understand why this is being done.
Dude, that's pushing 20 years, you know.
I know it is, but, like, my brain is like, that's, like, I still remember buying all the figures from that. Like,
let's see here. Transformers Cybertron release date.
2003.
Let's see here.
Don't worry, you're not actually withering to dust. It just feels that way.
January 8th, 2005, also known as legal.
I should hope so. The package says 40 years of Transformersness. Feel free to cry.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Tef just gave us some news. Tef just gave us some news here. We have got Tef. We're going to get back to the Cybertron Starscream, but this is breaking. This is breaking news. Breaking news. Walmart Star Raiders line, lockdown, Cannonball. So here we go. There's Cannonball. There's Farrakh. Filch. And lockdown. Look at that. Tef, thank you for the heads up, man. Thank you so much for the heads up.
That's an appropriate use of that junkie on mold.
I think so. What is Cannonball a brand new mode?
No, that's not. It's a that seems to be
he's
a remold
mold, but he looks like weird.
Yes.
It's
definitely the skids mold, but it's modified. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Bryant. What was that?
The legs are definitely skids. It's modified. Thomas is right.
Look at the back of his head. The square. That's skids.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the chest. It's the chest that's throwing me.
It's a brand new chest.
Yeah.
Because that doesn't look like a. It could be like what Crankcase had. I'm not digging that claw hand, though.
No, the claw hand is a little weird. But I can...
But
I
someone's
going
to...
Yeah, I can understand why it's
someone's
that way.
Someone's going to make them.
Because you think there's got to be some sort of... Something in there to latch onto. So they probably had to put, like, a shockwave arm there. And then you peg onto the shockwave arm as opposed to there being, like... Since the hands are on a mushroom peg. Right? This is
also looks slightly mistransformed, so it might not be what it really looks like.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It's the chest. The chest is what's throwing me. That chest is really throwing me.
They're damn good at reusing molds and redoing things like that.
Yeah.
They're masking things just absolutely perfectly.
Agreed. Agreed. It's like I know that skids mold. I've bought that skids mold several times because I have the crankcase. I have medics. I have crosscut. I have skids. So I've bought that a lot.
Burnout.
Yeah. Yeah. Got that too. But yeah, this, it's just, there's a few little tweaks to it that make it look really, really good. Farrakh. I mean, those wings are interesting.
That's great.
Yeah. Those wings
are interesting.
Really...
that he's on the same background as the Mayhem Attack Squad guys we just got.
Is it just me, or is that head a bit different than Cyclonus? Like, there's
It does seem a bit different.
Yeah,
it looks
like
a little bit.
It's like that face is longer. Let me try to get in there.
What the fuck? His wings are different too.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, they have like little missile pods.
Wings.
The chest is also slightly different as well. I just noticed it.
Hold on here. Kingdom Cyclonus.
This version's head face sculpt looks like he's got jowls, like a Rottweiler.
Yeah, I've got him on my desk.
Oh, that's a different head.
Think like Richard Nixon. Look at that guy's face and just think,
I mean, he looks like the fucking devil.
He looks jowly. He's like,
that's not bad. I'm liking that.
I'm breaking into people's houses and wrecking the place.
That is, I'm curious to see what they do with the alt mode. I am very curious to see what they do with the alt mode. I'm curious to see Cannonball's alt mode as well.
Didn't they make Nightstick?
His name was Tornado.
So where's Tornado? Yeah, where the fuck is Tornado?
Ooh.
Damn it. Yes, I gotta go buy a fucking Nightstick too, huh?
Well, you know, whatever it is to keep those saucy kids in line. Let's take a look here. Here is Filch. This looks like, and Tef brought that. She seems to be a mold of Air Razor. This one has a Cyberverse feel to it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Phil, she's supposed to be from Cyberverse.
I thought she was from the RID 2015.
No, wait, not Cyberverse. Yeah, she is from RID.
Okay. And here's the thing. I didn't watch RID 2015 a lot. I didn't watch a lot of Cyberverse. So I was just thinking, you know, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong, too. I could actually see a lot of people buying Filch and, like, turning it into, like, a corrupted Air Razor.
Mm-hmm.
It would fit like a glove.
I'm sorry, what was that, Bryant?
I said it would fit like a glove.
Yeah.
Am I still too quiet?
Just a little bit. You got to remember, though, I'm the one that's dealing with hearing loss. So...
Okay.
Once again, another one of my many problems. Although
I wonder if Filch will be able to. Go ahead, Scott.
No, you go right ahead. I'm just talking about being fucking old. You need to talk about Transformers.
Oh. I wonder if Filch will be able to stand on. I mean, she won't be able to stand on his shoulder, but maybe on his arm, fucking Thundertron. In bird mode.
I mean,
I think it's gonna be too big.
This is mostly a deluxe. Oh, man, you know what? I should after the show's over, I'm probably gonna go to bed. But then sometime I'm gonna end up in my collection room, and I'll probably try to like put Air Razor onto Thundertron's arm. That was wow.
Scott's already thinking of ways to be a mad scientist, and this is like, wait a minute. Why the fuck am I waiting for these toys to come out? I have all the pieces already.
Yeah, I kind of...
all the molds.
I'm kind of doing that a lot.
There's a what?
Oh, let me tell you. I like my 3D printing. I am so close to completing my advanced TIE fighter for my old Star Wars toys. So close. How much was it, you asked? Fucking free. Just fuck. Only chumps pay for stuff.
Like insurance.
Like insurance.
And gas.
And gas. Oh my
and
god.
Lockdown.
Who seems to be a junkie on? A use of that junkie on mold. The lady junkie on and what have you.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it does.
Okay with it.
Man.
Did I see a mean ass face and theirs didn't?
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said, do I see a mean ass face and those titties on lockdown?
That's a dude's face.
Let's see here. Open image and new tab. And yeah. Honestly, it looks very close to the Autobot symbol.
The pareidolia is strong on that one.
On which
it's
one?
Looks like Scourge's symbol too.
Right there.
His stomach.
Forehead, nose guard, eyes. Cheeks, mouth.
It's the visage of fucking movie Ratchet.
Hey, my eyes are down here. Oh my god.
God, this is such a good setup.
Man. This is great. This is absolutely fucking awesome. Tef, thank you for the heads up. Let's get back to our original story. Cybertron, Starscream. Not to steal some of... I mean, don't get me wrong. The Starseekers was nice. It's sad Walter's not here because this is his fucking dream.
Yeah.
Yes.
I might share that dream, though, and I'm just as excited.
Yeah. I mean, he's...
I'm harder than a turnbuckle right now.
Well, hey, guys. Guess what this is? It's the sound of blood engorgement. Man, this
Kyle's so erect. WWE uses him to bounce wrestler's head off the side of a ring.
George the Animal Steel ripped his dick open and just sprinkled it all over the ring.
Just unzipped his pants. Zip!
Oh god! He unzipped Kyle's pants! That son of a bitch, he's gonna burn in hell!
Yeah.
If he ends up in pants and that thing springs us, I'm knocking the fuck out.
Oh, man.
You are so good at the Macho Man voice, it's unbelievable.
I thank you very much.
Well, I've got first-hand experience. You saw the man up close and absorbed some of his up.
That's exactly what happened, man. It's like getting too close to the sun. You know, you end up with like some of that radiation in you. You get like bad tans and stuff. I have more trains! I've got a bit of Macho Man in me. Hey, a little playtime with Uncle Bonesaw. You know how often I say that to Ariana? It's 3 minutes with Uncle Bonesaw. Go ahead.
No, it's like, I understand. It's a, you know, it's like, got 3 minutes of playtime. You're going nowhere. She's like, not again.
And I really feel like he needed to be the voice of a G.I. Joe. Because he would have been phenomenal.
He was Space Ghost's father on the Space Ghost Coast to Coast.
That's great.
Yeah.
But I mean, seriously, though, he's like, his voice is so characterful that he would have been absolutely fantastic. It's just a really eccentric G.I. Joe.
See, there's
you know,
a thing...
Actually,
oh, go ahead, Brian. Go ahead.
If they would have made him a cobra and made him metalhead, it would have even looked right for him.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of fantasy casting, I would have loved, instead of Jesse the Body Ventura, I would have loved to see Macho Man Randy Savage in Predator with the minigun.
Come here, old Painless is waiting. Oh, now, yeah. Let me tell you, I don't have time to bleed. See, the problem is I can't do Macho Man doing those lines because I have done Jesse Ventura. Oh, let me tell you something. I won't have time to bleed. I've done that voice so much because Jesse Ventura is another great one. Jesse Ventura used to say whenever he was mayor of Brooklyn Park and then governor of Minnesota, that dude used to say the most out there shit. One time he got up, and he would say anything. One time he got up in front of a microphone, and to the entire nation he went, listen. They were asking, well, what do you think of the religious right and the abortion? He goes, listen, I believe religion is just a crutch for weak-minded people. Not at all like professional wrestling. You know, and just at that point I realized Jesse Ventura is going to say anything he wants. I think homeless people should be used for dog food. It's people should be allowed to, people should be allowed to keep midgets as pets. It's proof their shortness is proof that God loves us better.
When you mentioned the Predator movie, I just imagined what if somebody applied AI to that movie and just like replaced every single character with Schwarzenegger?
you realize
including the Predator.
I didn't realize this until I did a rewatch. The Predator kills each of those men in a way befitting of them. Right?
Yeah.
So here's the thing. Like, Jesse Ventura says the line, I don't have time to bleed. And even though, like, everything is, like, bloodless with the Predator because, you know, everything cauterizes, he makes sure Jesse Ventura bleeds. And then you have the guy who's, like, obsessively, like, shaving his head and stuff, and he's, like, very thoughtful and stuff. And they, you know, he shoots him through the head. Carl Weathers' character, you know, very proud of his arms. You see that one, you know, that famous, like, thing where he, like, holds on to Schwarzenegger's arms. And,
son of a bitch.
You son of a bitch. Like that. And he blows
Danny,
that dude's arm off.
Too many pencils.
Yeah. He blows that dude's arm off. Everybody in that film dies in a way befitting their character.
Except Billy. Billy got his fucking head ripped off in the spine, and he was his body was unceremoniously dumped off the top of a tree.
Billy. He was the Native American, right?
Yeah.
See, and that's the thing. We don't really see him die. Everybody else, he's kind of given like an honorable death. We don't get to see that.
He faced it.
Yeah, he faced it head on. So he's kind of given an honorable. Everybody else is kind of like, you know, the predator like goes after them sneakily and does this stuff, but Billy, who played by the same guy that played Paul Ironhorse in the War of the Worlds TV series, a name I can't remember right now.
Sonny Leone.
Yeah, Sonny Leone's a porn star, buddy.
Sonny Leone, then.
Yeah, there we go. Oh my God! But anyway, sorry. Enough Predator talk. The Yauchta. This Starscream. This I find this very interesting. Please talk about it so that they don't fire me.
Who the fuck's gonna fire you?
Yeah, I know, right?
Time Warner Brothers, Time Warner, or Google.
Okay.
Anyway, Brian, yeah. You were saying.
I was just saying, I wonder if he's got a little Indian in him. If not, Billy can put a little in him.
Me. I want to know. I'd love to fucking around with this guy. The Flying Pyramid mode, this was my upside-down submarine gun. I grabbed his back, like, delta wings, and I flipped them upside down, and he was a gun. That's all I used them for.
Yep.
Which guy?
I feel like everybody did that at one point.
Cybertron, yeah. Starscream. Hell, I did that, and I was 30.
Oh! Cybertron, Starscream. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so I did a lot of fan moding with that. Matter of fact, I think I actually, when I still did reviews for YouTube, I did a review of this fig, and I showed off a bunch of stupid fan modes I made with it, including that like upside down gun mode.
You think they're gonna take this exact mold and blow it up into a Titan class?
Ooh. They better improve on it then.
At a crown.
Well, I mean, if you blow it up, the Cyber Planet gimmick key slot is gonna be like three times the size it should be.
I mean, not necessarily. They could always pull one of those situations where they blow that up, but they leave the different ports. The right
what?
Side. You can't hear me?
Really got to crank up the volume on that one. Let's gauge. Hey, Olsen in Sweden, can you hear him all the way over there? Give us a meatball in the chat if you can.
Meatball in the chat. Jesus Christ. I fucking love you guys. Meatballs for Ukraine.
Is that any better?
Better.
Way better.
I found out what it was.
Was it a meatball?
Note to self, if you're on Linux and you're using your audio mixer, close it before you go into anything else.
Ah.
Through the fire and yoink.
Anyway, like you were saying.
Well, see, what I was saying is some of the knockoff companies were doing this thing where they'd blow the figure up, but they'd leave all the ports the right size. And it made it to where you could actually use your other accessories, your 5mm accessories and different things like that, with their knockoff just the same as you could with the regular.
So my fondest memory of a cyber knockoff fig with Cyber Planet Key gimmick was something in Chinatown, San Francisco, going back a number of years, where the toy, I forget what it was, I think it was like Cybertron Springer, and I forget where the port key was on him, but they had one of those knockoff versions of him in Chinatown, and it was like, they didn't say, you know, Cyber Planet Key, they fudged it real bad. It was just like, and insert bottle cap here on the back of it.
Bottle cap.
There was no bottle cap. There was no extra accessory. They just blew it up, but didn't bother with the extra gimmick. So there was this huge slash in the toy where the Cyber Planet Key was supposed to go.
Insert bottle cap.
Insert bottle.
Mm-hmm.
He's a pod launcher, I guess.
Yeah, sure.
G1
should have bought that one. So,
sorry.
I want to know, is this a one-off? Is Starscream going to be the only one? Do we get the other Tetrajets now?
Well, I mean, I doubt we're going to get... I doubt we're going to get Thundercracker or Skywarp, because in Cybertron, they didn't use this mold.
No, they didn't, but you're kind of expecting them to do it regardless.
Right? Right? But it wouldn't be without precedent. I thought for sure with Power of the Primes, we were going to get like Combiner Thundercracker, Combiner Skywarp, Combiner Ramjet, Dirge, Thrust. No, we got Power of the Prime Starscream, and that was it. One and done. The best we got was an Elite 1 remold. Which surprised the fuck out of me.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the perfect remold for Starscream? Alita 1. What?
What?
Yeah, that was a real weird one. And somehow she ended up looking more hench than him.
Right, and it was like, son of a bitch, I'm in. I'll buy this. I'll get two.
Total Rick and
Morty I actually think she was a cooler figure than him.
That figure should have been Lysak.
Yeah, the Starscream should have been Leozak.
Right. The fact that we never got a Lysak out of that mold is a fucking crime.
Yeah. The head sculpt on the combined form for Alita 1 was really good.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was. What was that? Alita Ultimate? No, Orthia.
Yeah.
Orthia. Orthia.
It has multiple names.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
Orthia, what a fucking name, though.
She was a hunter.
She was a hunter. No two ways about it.
Yeah, I missed green light on that one.
Yeah. Yeah. I was able to score all the combiner limbs, but I mean, whenever I say just barely, it was a just barely. Just barely. Let's go over to the chat here. We got some chat to catch up on. Do 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 do. Man, oh man. Do 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 do. So, Duanas Perez says, I need that Starscream so bad. Crossbones Koopa in relation to Tef Tef, announcing Lockdown Filch and Cannonball. Tef Tef is the man. Tef Tef himself, the man himself, says, I saw months ago someone customized Lockdown with the same mold. Cannonball is a repaint of Skids. Wolf 1701 says Cannonball is a Skids mold tweak. Dwayne Marsh says, yay, more pirates. Wolf 1701 says the chest always throws me. Tef Tef, Filch seems to be a remold of Air Razor. Looks interesting. Crossbones says, well, boys, I don't know about you, but I'm already broke now. Holson 85, that chest is more angular than original gangster Laura Croft.
Yeah.
Tef Tef says, Ferret has Scourge's mustache? Wolf 1701 calls him Jow Clonus. Crossbones says, Filch must get a Primus. A nose, I want to add more to my Beast Wars and add it to it. He also says, hey, Scott, when my favorite comes out of New Armada sideways, can you sound the victory kazoo for me, please? I'll have to buy a victory kazoo first, but yes. Tef Tef, yeah. Tef Tef says, yeah, months ago someone customized Legacy Lockdown with the same mold. Wolf 1701 says, looks like the new Terracon logo from ROTB on Lockdown's chest. Dwayne Marsh said, whoever it was that called the Lockdown out of the axle grease was right at least. Tef Tef said, TF Chili Group just posted the transformation video of Cybertron Starscream. The video is terrible, but the transformation is interesting and pretty involved. From what we can see, the video really sucks, though. Wolf 1701, Randy Savage, which Space Ghost Grandpa. Is that you, Tab? That monkey hit me with a chair. Is that you, Tab? That monkey hit me with a chair. Not my best one. Crossbone says, Macho Man Optimus Prime snap into an Energon cube. Wolf 1701, great. My pet midget now has it in his head that it isn't allowed. This isn't allowed, and they're flipping out. Such a great movie, Predator. Yes. Belusha says, Jesse bleeds pro wrestling. Crossbone says, what Transformer could Roddy Piper be? Honestly, I wouldn't mind Roddy Piper being Titan-class Metroplex. With that thick Scottish accent. I know it's not, but just him going nuts. Actually, Roddy Piper would make a better giant planet Menasaur. Just that nuttiness to him. Belusha says, how about Hot Rod like his t-shirt? Tef Tef, Billy didn't die off-screen. The Pred was real friendly to him and high-fived him. Turned out Billy was a descendant of the Chicken Prey. That would be an interesting thing. Dwayne Marsh.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Dwayne Marsh says, talking about Predator is tangentially related, given who did the Predator's voice, Peter Cullen. Holson, yep. Holson says, small meatball, better. Wolf said, all I heard was mumble, mumble, Necronomicon, mumble, mumble. Noah Schmaltz, what can Brown do for you? Well, a lot. Tell me that I don't have butt cancer. Crossbones Koopa says, Brett the Hitman Hart is my all-time favorite. Can we get an 80s Transformers crossover with wrestlers? Belusha says, Rodimus Pipes. Crossbones Koopa, we got Street Fighter, crossover Rodimus as Roddy Piper. Belusha's called him Rodimus Pipes. We also have, it's a Starscream kind of night. He's a small Starscream. Just a tiny, he's a little guy Starscream. This is Core Class Studio Series Starscream. I'll be skipping this, but I'm happy for anybody who wants it.
And everybody said, once again, oh, MV6 means 86, so it's going to be the G1 one again. Well, it fucking wasn't. I'm always going to point that out. MV6 is MV6, and 86 is 86. That's why they're different numbers!
I love you, Kyle.
That's the best.
No, you realize, Kyle, I don't know, I'm not trying to offend you, but I just wanted to say, you remind me when you go off like that of Cartman.
Actually, I thought you have more of a George Costanza quality.
I was thinking Lewis Black.
I was thinking he sounded a lot like this guy, Kyle. It's on this podcast.
Yeah.
One.
Never heard of that one, though.
Yeah, not a lot of people have. I don't know. It just seems I'm core class Starscreamed out. You know what I mean?
I thought the Energon version of Megatron was just so fucking dope. You know, because it was literally the almost one-to-one weapon attached.
Did the water cover your mouth for a second?
I didn't hear a goddamn word you said.
It sounded like you very briefly went outside the submarine.
Maybe. I have no idea, but Energon Megatron was perfect, and then it just seemed like the thing that was missing from these core class is like a lot of the necessary accessories that make them, you know, really worth standing out and buying. The core class Starscream seems to just be okay. Like, I mean, if you're like you're in it for the scale of it all, that'll be a cool buy. But
I think these are made for people who really like Transformers but can't afford the fucking space. So like, hey, there's a little Starscream. I can have a Starscream.
You can hang this from your rear view mirror.
Yeah.
Gotta
be some way to loop that string around.
Yeah. Do you guys remember that episode of Cybertron where Emperor Starscream, when he was in his giant form, tried to fight Primus?
Yep.
I love that scene. Flails. I love that scene though. He's like, he thinks he's gonna do something, and then like Primus, I guess those giant shoulder-mounted weapons swing around, and the only thing Starscream can just say is "big gun."
I mean, when you're working with a Japanese dub, you can only fit in so many different words, you know, translated as like "omae wa shinderu," you know, and then it's just like, "oh, I got 2 seconds to say the exact same thing in English." Big gun, fucking, and then you're dead. You know, that's all Starscream can manage.
He's panicking when the things swing around. He's like, "big gun."
Yeah, it has that Kevin Sorbo energy of disappointed.
I've got to ask this. We're talking about like Japanese culture and stuff. I have been very out of the loop for a very long time. I'm proud that I don't watch a lot of commercials. I'm proud that I don't eat a lot of fast food. But the other day it was just nuts. And I didn't have time. I knew I wasn't going to have time to go home and cook. So I went to McDonald's. What the fuck is this anime chicken McNugget meal that they have?
What the fuck are you talking about?
There's this anime chicken McNugget thing. And they turn the M in McDonald's upside down. And it's like, McDonald's. And it's like, everybody has like anime hair. And it's going fucking super. Hold on. Because
you,
Wick Donald,
you bite into a chicken nugget, does it go?
Okay. Wick Donald's episode 2 anime short from Studio Pierrot features City Pop. I tried McDonald's anime inspired Wick Donald sauce, so you don't have to.
What the fuck is
Here we go.
This?
Welcome to the Wick Donald's universe. Yeah, this is the shit I had to deal with.
What the fuck?
So this is the upside down, because literally the indicator is the upside down M, the golden arches of the M.
Really? This is where you bring back Mayor McCheese? this is where he's been languishing for however many fucking years.
The Ubu culture.
Mayor McCheese's true name is Vecna.
Mayor McVecna.
And I mean, it was I'm going through the drive-thru, and they have, like, this picture, and it's over here, it's so bold and spicy. It was, like, so close to being racist that I'm, like, looking at it. Me, I'm looking going, like, why is nobody talking about this? Why isn't anyone trying to stop this?
As Walter would say, as Osamu Tezuka would say, anime was a mistake.
Team up.
He said that?
McDonald's.
I don't know. It was a mistake that made a shit ton of money.
Animu and Mongo.
What the fuck is this?
Let's see here.
This is going to haunt my fucking...
Gone far too far.
It's a promotion by McDonald's as a reference to WickDonald's, which is basically how anime is named the fast food chain in order to prevent copyright. So this is actually a way for them to keep them from using their name.
You know, no. I could have sworn that I've actually seen this before in some really obscure animes like Generator Gall. I think that there actually is the Golden W.
The Golden Arch is being manipulated as, like, classic. You remember Coming to America, they did that?
The Golden McDonald's or something
McDowell's.
Like that. McDowell's.
Yeah.
My God. This is the worst thing that McDonald's ever did since Grimace came out.
I fucking doubt it. They came to the retards and gave them their fucking Rick and Morty sauce.
I'm a gay man.
That's the worst thing they could have done.
That's true.
What exactly is Grimace?
Because
if I had to guess, he's like one of the demons from the Key of Solomon.
Grimace is a big purple thing that comes from Grimace Island, which is an island inhabited by Grimaces.
What is that?
I'm not shitting you.
Grimace is the embodiment of a milkshake. Although others insisted he's a taste bud.
But what part of that sentence drives you to madness on his birthday to kill?
Have you ever seen what Grimace actually was? I think they're going to have a picture of it here. Grimace was supposed to be evil, and he had four arms so he could steal more food.
So I wasn't actually that far off. He is actually some kind of demon.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. The fucking purple devil.
Have you guys ever watched the Meat Canyon video of Grimace?
I bet I have.
But I fucking love Meat Canyon. Really disturbing.
I watched the old VHS tapes McDonald's used to sell.
I promise you, if you watch that, you will have one of two reactions. Either you will absolutely love it, or you will be scarred for the rest of your fucking life.
The last Meat Canyon video I saw. Why
take a chance?
Was that video about the slow transformation of white women into pumpkin monsters?
didn't he make the weird Guy Fieri one?
Yeah, he did.
That's like the only one I watched.
Dude, go over to his other channel. He has a second channel called Papa Meat. It's not so much about, like, it's not so much about the animation, but it's more about, like, his thoughts on stuff. He does some really, really kick-ass reviews on shit, man. He's great. He is really, really great.
Oh, yeah, he's also a Swiftie.
Yeah, he did the Taylor Swift thing, and the Swifties went the fuck after him. He made Taylor Swift this eldritch monster. That whenever it was a thing where, like, her bones would creak at impossible angles, and Travis Kelce tried to break up with her, and she just, like, arched her head back and, like, screamed, and it was a Taylor Swift song coming out of her mouth, but it's just her screaming, and it fucking made his eyes bubble and pop and killed him.
Fuck the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah. Yeah. I know why he was yelling at the coach. Everybody was going, what did he yell at? It's like, you got to put me back in because she said if I got this many touchdowns, I could put it in her pooper. That's exactly what he was saying.
Yeah, and it wasn't anything to do with the fact that the 49ers were up, like, two touchdowns.
Look, she ain't no two-nickel fuck. She's a billionaire. She's kind of cute. And I bet she puts out. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. Kinda.
Yeah. She looks the type. Going over to the, going over to the chat. Crossbones says, Teftef says Bulk Logan. Dewana says, guess what? Wolf and Core Class have in common. They're both just little guys. Teftef says Skids and Mudflep as the Bushwhackers. Wolf 1701 says no beans. Crossbones says $1 million question. Who can Jim Cornette be? I can't tell you because I don't know who Jim Cornette is. Dewana says the McDonald's is from a Devil's A part-timer amazing anime. Holson says, heard about the McDonald's anime thing on Report of the Week. Islip says, I kept seeing the McDonald's ads on Tubi on the commercial breaks, and I thought it was a spoof anime for days until I saw it was legit. Crossbone says, I just want the McDonald's robot. Dewanis says, McDonald's literally stealing a technically not stolen fast food name. Belusha says, I don't want anything with two W's anywhere near me at the moment, speaking of poo play. Teftef said, months ago, Japan McDonald's commissioned a single drawing of a couple with a kid eating a McDonald's for their Twitter for an anime artist. The drawing got so much traction and popularity. McDo, of course. Teftef said, McDonald's, of course, jumped on the bandwagon and animated everything they could in the U.S. I always thought as a kid, Grimace was a giant purple tongue. I thought he was a gumdrop, Teftef, whenever I was a kid. And I just kept waiting for the McDonald's gumdrops, right? And they just never happened.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I thought he kind of looked like that, too.
Yeah.
But I like where Thomas is going. He does kind of look like one of the 72 demons of the Lemageddon. He is waiting to be summoned by one of Solomon's lesser keys.
Balthazar, Stolfus, and Grimace.
Bring her. You know what? If you look up the definition of Phoenix, the root for Phoenix... Doesn't Grimace kind of look like a burnt-out phoenix waiting to be resurrected?
I could go for that.
Right between Barbatos and Eligos.
Grimace, drinker of the last milkshake and destroyer of souls.
Thomas is fucked with the Lemageddon.
Oh, my God. Crossbones Koopa says, love the Bumblebee movie Core Class Starscream. Think we'll get all the Seekers from that movie? Probably. Belushus, Grimace is the typical response to the mistake of looking at half a McNugget. Crossbones Koopa said, have you seen the Nick Cage H.P. Lovecraft movie, The Caller Out of Space? You're going to need a pump action for the llama. Wolf 1701, what drove Grimace to kill? Dewanis answers, no beans. And Islip says, I thought he was an ice cream popsicle. There is something coming up later. We have a rumor. Lego Bumblebee in the works. All those guys that you were going to sell your Lego Optimus Prime for some scratch? Nope. Oh, Isop Coco Lisa corrects me. Ice cream poop, not popsicle. I got a little thing down here. Got a little thing that blocks my field of view for the last comment, Islip. Sorry about that. Does anybody have the Lego Optimus?
No.
That sucker was fucking expensive. They wanted
Lego shit.
Okay, I really, really like Lego. I am a Lego collector. I like, specifically, I really, really like early 90s, late 80s space Lego stuff. Because it's one of the things I grew up with. I really love it. But I have no desire to have Transformers Lego for some reason.
Well, it's because you already own the actual Transformer. Why build it out of the Lego?
Look at that $89.99 price point for a fucking Bumblebee.
No.
You could spend that on literally anything else.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, though. I did just recently, for a Lego purchase, and I'm talking like within the week, I bought a replica Lego set that does Nintendo, the TV, the first NES game of Super Mario Brothers, and a controller.
And how much did that cost?
$200. Worth that shit fucking slaps.
It's neat, but damn, that's a hell of a ball-breaking price.
Yeah, it is.
Hey! Have you seen it? Have you seen it, though?
If you get that and the Bumblebee, the... man, that's an Omega Prime. HasLab.
Look, when they do the right thing and they say, hey, look, we know you got a lot of different Autobots in your LEGO line. How about some Decepticons? Would you spring for Boombox Soundwave?
No.
That would be an awesome one.
Nope. Wouldn't spring for it. I'll tell you what I do want, though. You know, there's this guy called Max Labs, and he has two things that I want. Let me show you here. Max Labs. All the 3D models of Max Lab. So the two things that he's put out that I really, really want are this Optimus Prime and this Soundwave. So and this is the files. This is a 3D printed Optimus Prime. Yeah, and I
what's the significance?
It's just something he created, right? I like this, and like there's a couple Optimus Primes. Like I'd like to make a Pepsimus Prime.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So and that's something we haven't gotten yet. So I think this could be my Pepsimus Prime. And the neat thing is, I'm sorry, Brian. You go ahead.
The other thing you got to think is that people that are into designing the 3D files are showcasing their skills in a way that Hasbro or any other toy company can look at their stuff and go, really? That's what you're capable of.
Yeah, and this, I mean, the transformation is super clever. There it is. And it even comes with a trailer. You know, and the trailer does transform, same as everything else.
Right? What does Orenstein?
I have no idea. I think it's a Harry Orenstein. Let's see here.
I think might have been that dude that was going to the shows.
Henry Orms.
Polish born Jewish American toy maker.
Yep.
Professional poker player, entrepreneur, and Holocaust survivor.
professional poker player.
He was the catalyst for the existence of Transformers. He's the man who convinced Hasbro to buy Diaclone. So that's in memory of Orenstein. And then Max Lab made this Soundwave. Now, I can get the Optimus and the Soundwave for about $20. And I can, then if I want like a purple Marvel Soundwave, I can print that out. If I want like a gold Soundwave, I can print that out. If I want a Shattered Glass Optimus, a Pepsimus Prime, a fucking Ultra Magnus, I can print all those out, right? If I want Powered Convoy, I can print those out. It's as easy as changing the filament in my printer, and just a little bit of time. So, I mean, this is some really cool looking stuff. I'm sorry, Brian, you were saying.
I was just saying that's really, really neat.
Yeah. You know, and you know, this is $8.90. The Optimus Prime is $14.90. So yeah, like $22. $22. And I mean, he has some amazing stuff. He has. I bought this VF1 Veritech to make my Jetfire. It was great. It was absolutely great. Moving on from this though, let's talk about the looky what I found. If you don't mind me going first, MMS Hightail over on his Discord, he threw something out here that I thought was really super interesting. And I hope Hightail doesn't mind showing this off. Hightail is putting together. I don't know if it's going to be something he sells or if it's just for himself. He is making an animated Omega Supreme. It is starting to look good. And this would be, once again, this is a 3D printed creation. So, Xavier, do you have a looky what I found?
I found one that is, like, I found this funny comic.
Please do. Send it over. I'll share it.
Sending. Right now.
Ding. Two. Three. 3 seconds is how long it takes me to get messages. So we got Soundwave versus Blaster. Open image in new tab. It says, let's see, waiting to see each other. Blaster gives sound waves a crack. No! What a hard fighting in 3 hours. I can't step in. And it's just cassettes. What? Yeah, it's just cassette players fighting each other.
Yep.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome.
Well,
Kyle. Here's a bonus.
Oh, okay. Wait, there it is. Crappy off-brand. Oh, I love crappy off-brands. Fucking hell. Fucking hell. Oh, Kyle, do you have a looky what I found?
I do not.
Oh, how about you, Bryant? Do you have anything that you'd like to share with us?
Two things. One, I cannot give a link to, but it is a very weird incident that happened on Hasbro Pulse at one point when I was ordering. And I have been waiting till now to tell you this because I think that you're going to enjoy this news. What you have been waiting for a very long time is going to happen. I don't know when it's gotten side-shifted somewhere in Hasbro's ship. But when I went to order one of the figures, and this has got to be a year, maybe 2 years ago, I hit refresh because the page didn't load right. Okay? And you know how sometimes when they're fiddling with the page, it don't load right, and then it'll show something that maybe they didn't want you to see?
Mm-hmm.
The top listing on the site just before it reloaded, before I could get a picture of it, was a 3-pack, the Omnibots.
Oh.
And I am still waiting on them to confirm that. Because I know it's coming.
Man. Oh, man. Now, here's what I'm hoping. I hope you're right. I hope it's coming. But I'm afraid it might be a placeholder. You know, because there are times that somebody will put just like, oh, here's some filler, and we're going to put the actual title in later. Whenever I was in college, one of the newspapers in Minneapolis had some Rossick Null ski boots on sale at a local ski shop, and there was supposed to be some filler that was probably supposed to go $89.99, you know, limited time offer, one pair on, but instead it said, you'll ski like a faggot in these.
Oh, wow. Fuck, yeah, that aged more. Well.
Yikes.
Yeah.
That aged well.
Yeah.
One single yike.
Well, no. It was bad back then. This would have been 96 or 97. It was bad back then. You'll ski like a faggot in these. And I'm...
Okay.
Ooh. Stickery.
And that is metallic as well.
Nice.
And I found a place on eBay that sells these. It's a sticker.
Oh, man.
So I will post that on the Facebook page.
Please do. Thomas, buddy, do you have a looky what I found?
I do. Hold on.
Said as... I like how he goes, hold on a second. I waited for him to be dead last. He had all this time to prepare, but I still caught him by surprise.
Do you see?
Oh, shit.
Oh, well, shit.
Oh, shit.
Somebody
he drops.
Yeah, somebody made a power dive from the rotor force.
Cool. I like.
I'm hoping they start diving into that pool a little bit more. Because quite honestly, there's a couple of rotor forces like Ransack and Drench that I'd really like.
The boat, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I actually think, I'm from the age where I actually remember people having Rotor Force toys. Like, I remember seeing them and thinking they were really cool, but I never had any of them.
Yeah, I remember seeing them on the shelves. I think I was probably 19 or 20. Whenever that stuff was coming out, and I remember seeing them in, what was it, like the Hydro Force or something like that, where you splashed them with water and they changed color.
I think I was Go-Bots. 9.
Yeah,
the one GoBots Deluge,
something like that.
Yeah, I think so.
I think I was 9 or 8 or something, and I we hadn't. I'm pretty sure that's how old I was. I can't remember now, but we hadn't moved back to North America just yet. I think that's when it was. Not just yet.
Oh my heavens. That is gorgeous. That is gorgeous. Going over to the chats, Tef says, I do have the KO. It cost $40 instead of that $260 Canadian. He's talking about the Lego Optimus. Crossbone says, Grimace is a purple poop from the planet Flush. Wolf 1701 says, I'd have a Lego Optimus, but the economy is shit. Agreed. Tef, the rumors said the BB will be $90. Prime is $250. How small will that BB figure be to be $90? Islip says, if I had $200, I would have gotten the Optimus Prime. I love Legos. Crossbone says, Peter, I have almost all the Lego Fallen Kingdom sets and some of the Jurassic Park ones. Damn, all I opt to save for the 3D printer just to get the files. Dude, a 3D printer? I'm sorry, if you're a Transformers customizer, that 3D printer is your best fucking friend in the world. There's a reason I have 4 of them. I'm not done with this. I'm going to share this just to show you what's possible here. And like I said, this is unfinished. But I'll show this off. This is a TIE Fighter Advance that I'm working on.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
Right now. And you can see, it's big enough for one of the 3 3/4 inch Kenner figures to set in. And I got to print out the solar panels for the wings and what have you. This cost me nothing. This was a free file. Right? This would be, in the stores, this would be an $80 toy. Right now, I estimate I have about $1.50 to $2 worth of plastic in my hand. Probably spent about 70 cents on electricity.
I was always really a big fan of the original Kenner vehicles in Star Wars because I mean, some of them are kind of, the scales are, some of them are kind of fudged, but not really.
Right.
Not that much.
I think if you're looking at this old 1970s, 1980s Kenner Star Wars figure, probably the best one in terms of scale and accuracy would have to be the X-Wing Fighter. And then it goes all the way down to the Rebel Transport, which is if you took the Rebel Transport and gave it an extra chromosome so the Down syndrome would kick in, that's kind of what it reminds me of. It's...
Ah. Well, I know that there was an AT-AT, and the AT-AT was, really big.
No, the AT-AT was really nice. Once again, a super accurate thing, right? The AT-AT, the AT-ST. For the time, Kenner was putting out some stuff that was pretty damn accurate. The Slave One toy, the Millennium Falcon... That was a $40 toy back in the day, you know.
I mean, to be to scale with those 3-inch action figures, that Falcon would have to be a pretty big toy. Yeah,
I've got an original Falcon. It's only about that big, so it's not in scale. It's not in scale at all.
Not so. Yeah. So it's so the scale's a bit fudged, but it's still pretty big.
Yeah.
Have you never seen, like, the Legacy? It was, like, in 2009.
Oh, no.
Star Wars toys.
I've seen the
Legacy Collection Falcon.
Yeah, I've seen that. That thing's a table. That thing is a table.
Table.
The biggest Millennium Falcon thing I've ever seen was that Lego one. The one
Harrison Ford, like, threw on the ground.
Fuck this.
Yo, like, yeah, whose segment? Fuck, whose show was that on?
Harrison Ford smashed a Falcon?
Yeah.
During Conan O'Brien sketch.
Because he doesn't fucking like Star Wars.
Did
you not know this?
I did have some idea about that, yeah.
If you want to see how angry Harrison Ford can get, there is an old podcast called the Nerdist Podcast. Go find the one and only Harrison Ford episode, and he is just, for an hour and a half, it's combative, angry, single-syllable answer Harrison Ford. Like, so Harrison Ford, thank you for being here.
He's like I noticed that about him. He seems to emanate the energy that Clint Eastwood does in a lot of his characters. Like,
but
Clint Eastwood doesn't actually seem like that in real life, but like, you know how he's like just sort of angry? He does that angry character that's so fed up with everyone else's shit.
Yeah.
He does that character really, really well, but that's like Harrison Ford in real life.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing with Harrison Ford, though, too. He's not happy to be Harrison Ford. He hates being Harrison Ford. But there's something. You get him in front of Conan O'Brien, and all of a sudden, him and Conan are best friends. They love each other. And he'll joke and, like, go, like, Conan will be like, do a serious shot, and, like Harrison Ford, the music will go dun dun dun, and Harrison Ford will be like that. Now do the serious face again, and it'll be like yakety sax.
Why is he so angry all the time?
Imagine if people like us, every time they saw him, they wouldn't call him Harrison Ford. Hey Han,
yeah.
That's his entire fucking life. And there's a reason how happy would you be? Where's your Millennium Falcon? Why are you driving a Ford? Shouldn't you be fucking Carrie Fisher's corpse? That's his life.
Didn't Nimoy go through this phase? Like, Nimoy went through a phase where he got so fucking fed up with Spock that he wrote a book called I Am Not Spock.
Mm-hmm.
But then after a while, he kind of had this epiphany, and then he wrote another book called I Am Spock.
Well, I think the biggest turnaround for that, and then we'll get back to the comments after this, McLovin, Christopher Mintz-Plasse, he hated being called McLovin. Because, you know, he's like a 16, 17-year-old kid. He's McLovin. No one knows his real name. And then, like, about 5 years into it, he hears somebody say McLovin. And he went, holy shit, that movie's been gone for half a decade. And I'm still McLovin. I've created something, like, nobody will ever forget. And he's kind of embraced it. He kind of loves it now. He's, you know, who's going to remember... Who's going to remember, like, the guy who checked you out at, like, Dollar General 50 years from now? But 50 years from now, people will still be getting a kick out of Superbad and saying, oh, that's McLovin. And that's a beautiful thing.
He got confused one time. Did you? You'd never heard about his one rage incident where someone said, hey, you're the pie fucker.
Shit.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Here we go. Back to the comments. Belushi says, bollocks to people having better sound waves than me. Crossbone says, Omnibots, woo, if it's real. Gigatwin says, you know Hasbro is listening to this podcast and now they're breaking out into a cold sweat. Omnibots were most likely meant to be a surprise later on. I take it for what it's worth. I've heard rumors there are two people from Hasbro that listen to this show. I can't say which two because I don't want to get them in trouble. But
I don't think you're going to get them in trouble.
Look, no. They listen.
There is a reason why people like BMAC and Evan have been on other podcasts and not this one. Number one, I would never ask them because I don't want to put them through that. I like them. But there is, look, if you're sitting there going like, Hasbro's great, Hasbro's fine, you know, and oh, this toy looks great. Yeah, then you're going to get those execs on the show. If you go, this toy is horrible, I don't like it, Hasbro can do better, you're going to get people from Hasbro on the show. If you go, do you remember that time Harrison Ford fucked a pie? What do you think it's like to poke shit with a toothpick? Then Hasbro execs are not going to let their employees on the show. There's a problem the there, execs, and I understand it completely.
The Hasbro execs behind closed doors go, they know about us shitting on pieces of paper. We're shit. Fucked.
We
sell
are,
everything.
We are fucked.
Two realizations and an excerpt that I got from an interview a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
First of all, Scott, you are no longer the Targ Guard, you're the Turd Guard.
I am the Turd Guard. Thank you for noticing.
Number two, I figured out who Mark Mayhaw really is.
Okay.
Not Primus. He's a Time Lord.
I'll live behind that. Yeah.
We had a Time Lord on the show once before.
They're kind of nice.
There you go.
Yeah.
The third thing is an excerpt from an old Clint Eastwood interview. And he had just married, I think, the woman he's with now. She's a lot younger than him. And they're sitting there, and the younger interviewer thinks he's going to be a smartass to the old gunslinger. Bad idea. He goes, look, you know, you just now had a new baby with this girl, and you're marrying one that's a lot younger than you. Does the age difference bother you? And he looked at him and smiled and said, well, if she dies, she dies.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Going back to the comments, Crossbone says, I want a scrounge in my collection. Please, Hasbro, I need the little yellow wheel hero of Cybertron. Wolf1701, this one time I was about to bone my girlfriend. There was a rotor storm, and she was like, no way. Belusha says, is that Mitch Hedberg in the bottom picture? Nope, that's what Thomas actually looks like. Giga Twin says, but Scott, how can you be making a TIE Advance? I thought you were making a He-Man dinosaur.
Well, I'll tell you what. I have four printers, so I can be
making both.
Yeah, you're still making the Enormosaurus.
Oh, I am. It's going to be a while. Look at that. Look at that. Solid Bronto. Right there.
Oh, yeah.
He's got no lower jaw. It looks like he's saying Feraphic Fork.
Lower jaw is upstairs. Lower jaw is upstairs. Wolf1701, she says it's not free. You still have to pay for the filament and the electricity. My God, Scott, you've made a terrible mistake. You've doomed us all, you fool. Like I said, for the TIE Advanced, I figure I've used 70 cents of electricity, $1.50, $2 worth of plastic. It's not that bad. Crossbones says, well, Scott, if I get a 3D printer, blow the victory trumpet. I only have the kazoo, man. Crossbones also says, Han, Tauntaun lives, lives matter, you monster. Gigatwin says, Clint Eastwood is a God-sent saint of men. I wish he was younger so he could play an Imperial Guard general in Warhammer 40K movie and or TV show. Yeah, same. Wolf1701 says, I checked Dewanis out at Dollar General. Belusha says, in prison, he gonna be the pie. Teftef says, I think we lost the Hasbro people when y'all started talking about trading stool samples. We good. Belusha says, Thomas be hot. There you go. And, yeah, I think Thomas is a very attractive Viking gentleman. And Dwayne Marsh says, I'm going to go broke just from Cult 3D. I've bought my fair share of stuff off Cults. Gentlemen, we are to the fun part of the show. Reinforcements from Cybertron. Our guest, Bryant, have you gotten anything this week?
A shit ton of GoBots and Spy Changers.
Nice.
Something I got a little while ago. I'm sure you guys.
I'll be right
this.
Back, guys. I'm sorry, I have to take this call. I'll be right back.
Go for it. I'll wait for him to get back to business.
Mute your mic, Scott.
He'll be gone quite a while, so you might as well just keep talking.
Well, a while back, you guys were talking about a certain MicroMaster, and it got me curious. And, well, what can I say? Got an Erector.
Hey!
Oh, yeah, but I have more than that. I have one that everyone should have, and it's not even a GoBot. It's some kind of a weird Zybot kind of otherworldly thing. And his name is Penetrator.
Penetrator.
Are you shitting me?
That's
a name.
Is that the one you've got right there? Mm-hmm. That's quite the name.
And, I want to get the spaceship for them. I mean, you know, it's only fair to finish the set. I want to get the spaceship, the Renegade ship, Thruster.
Thrustor, yeah.
Jokes write themselves, actually.
There you go.
Yeah.
I remember, you know what? Like, I watched all the episodes of GoBots a couple of months ago, and, like, they showed off that Thrustor can transform in, like, the first or second episode, and then they never visited it again. Never showed it again. And then they proceeded to imply that there are actually more than one of them, and they're mass-produced. Huh. I don't know. It was weird.
This is his vehicle mode.
It's like a G.I. Joe vehicle.
It kind of looks like it looks like the one GoBot named what was his name? Tank? His name was just Tank. Yeah. His name was just Tank. Yes, and he was a tank, but he was a weird sci-fi tank.
The best kind.
I just loved how completely absolutely awful the names were in that show. Jeez. Everything. Everything was wrong with the names. Everything.
Jeeper Creeper.
Fucking dare you say that about Tux. Again.
The one GoBot that didn't get a toy, that never got a toy, he was a steamroller, and his name was Steamer. Who thought that was a good idea? Who thought that was a good idea? That is true, by the way. There really was a guy whose name was that. And
straight out of Cleveland.
Jesus, man. Anyway, there was so many weird, really bad names in that show. I don't understand. Do you know that the guy who, remember the actor that played Odo from DS9?
Yeah. Yeah. He's dead now.
You know that he was in GoBots?
No.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, he played the mad scientist. The human mad scientist. He played, what the hell was that guy's name? I can't remember his name now, but he was
French
like a
Canadian
mad...
something.
He was some mad scientist character in the show that worked with the bad guys. I don't know.
Well, I never knew that. That was really neat.
Yeah, and also Peter Cullen plays a number of GoBots.
So did Frank Welker.
Frank Welker played Scooter, didn't he?
He did.
I think he did, but there was a number of GoBots that basically had almost exactly the same voice as Optimus Prime. They were slightly different, but you could tell it was obviously Peter Cullen.
That was one thing that I understand why he did it, but in the modern movies, I think when they directed him, they directed part of the original Prime's essence out of the voice, because Peter Cullen based that voice on two people. Not one. It wasn't just his older brother. It was also Duke Wayne.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and without that little twang of John Wayne in there, it don't hit quite the same.
Who the hell thought it was a good idea to name a dude Baron Von Joy? Baron Von Joy. That is a character's name in a show. Baron
that
Von
happened.
Yeah. And he shares a body type with other characters, such as, I guess, Zemon? Whatever. Like, I don't know. They were all over the place.
Psycho?
While I can't see the chat, I would like to thank you for tuning in to the first episode of Good Morning Gobatron.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alright, guys. Night. Let's just leave Scott right here. He'll never know what happened.
I will wait with him.
Yeah, I'll wait for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's gonna go the fuck on the show die again?
He's obviously doing something important. Yes.
He, yeah, he had his computer just shit the bed last time.
And people closely
last week had no idea that's what happened.
Well, I remember the ending was just kind of like, bloop, right in that sentence.
Yep.
Yes.
No, I think the last thing he said was, oh shit. Something about, like, not recognizing the bodies or something.
Yeah, yeah. Perfect. Perfect
and one then, to like, end on. Then it ended.
Yeah, Thomas, you said you were looking for Toxitron.
Yeah.
I'm not exactly certain whether it's still in stock at Walmart here in the States. It was last time I checked.
Yeah.
So, hopefully it'll still be there for you when you get around to grabbing it. Or, I don't know, you're in Canada, I don't know, you can't really order off the same site, so.
No. I can try and check to see if it's there, but I think at this point the main option I have is going to be to try and find it on eBay.
Hold on a half second here. Let me look at something. It's still in stock. Fairly local.
God, too bad we can't read chat right now.
Yeah, they must be going like, God, this fucking show sucks.
Yeah.
Well.
Riveting conversation. I didn't
Thomas,
get anything
tell us
this
more
week.
About the nature of language.
Why did you? Why didn't you ask him what he fucking got this week for? Why didn't you ask him what his reinforcements were?
Yeah.
Now he's going to go on for 30 minutes about language. What hell have you brought?
No, I'm not. I'm not that situationally unaware. I mean, I am, but not that situationally.
I mean, did you get anything this week?
Yes. I got the Toxitron Grimlock. The other day, yesterday. Yes. I'm so glad that I got that. I didn't think I ever would. And I got that concept art Megatron, and that thing is... The paint on that thing is absolutely incredible.
I'm still waiting for that one to drop. That's local to here. That thing's gonna...
Let me tell you, the transformations are very, very fan mode-y. Like, I mean, the tank mode is the most cohesive vehicle mode. The jet mode, when you transform it into jet mode and you're finished, you're going to be thinking to yourself, is this it? Is this it? That's not a mode. But it totally is, and I kind of warmed up to it, but it's really, really fan mode-y. The tank mode is less so, but you can still tell that it's just a bunch of robot parts that are arranged in the arranged into a tank. You can still tell.
Mm-hmm.
It's really obvious. The paint is incredible. The posability in robot mode is phenomenal, and it's got it feels like a masterpiece, like in a good way. Like it feels like this is what masterpiece are trying, like have always tried to be, but kind of failed. Like this is really good.
I want that. I want that one.
you need to get the, like, you should get this figure. It's like, even if you don't like the transformations, you don't like the alt modes, you will really, really like the posability and robot mode of this thing. And just the amount of paint on it just makes it look... I actually honestly don't understand how this thing has so much paint on it and is still, you know, in the same price bracket as, like, Grimlock.
Yeah, no, it, I mean, it was fucking shiny as all hell when we saw it, and I was just like, yeah, this is it for me. I'm gonna get this shit. The shit has yet to drop in my local area.
I have a
piece of news for Thomas.
What's that?
I just checked on Walmart.com, and they are in stock, and not only are they in stock, they're on clearance.
Okay, so they're in stock.
$38. I already ordered it for you. We'll settle it up.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. Okay.
I figured take the liberty and get it in case you can't get it there. Because who knows when it's going to go blip and right over to, like you pointed out, eBay.
Yeah, I need, like, I want, oh my God, I was actually going to check and see if it's available on walmart.ca, but I wasn't really sure if it would be.
Well, what the hell are we talking about?
Amazing news. I just found out something amazing.
What's that?
Morbius is streaming on Disney Plus.
Oh, I know what I'm masturbating to tonight.
Another goddamn movie I'm not going to watch.
Who all has talked about what their reinforcements were?
We're waiting on Thomas Xavier and you.
Xavier, what'd you get this week, buddy?
Well, I got Studio Series Monkey Prime from Rise of the Beasts with his nunchuck blades.
Yeah.
And a bunch of discount $1.50 stick-on tattoos.
Nice.
From Smart and Final Grocery Store.
Nice. Nice, nice, nice. My reinforcements this week, number one, Sunday at 10 a.m., I will have a wife again. She is being released from the hospital. She sounds great. Sounds fantastic. So now I have to borrow my boss's Tesla so that I can save about $90 worth of gasoline because the lady is 2.5 hours away from me.
Okay, good.
So, yeah, so... And he's got he's got the rich dude package where it's like, if I go to a supercharger, he's got free supercharging for life. So it just costs him nothing. Right. So,
damn.
Yeah, he's got, you see the Model S's, you see the Model Y's a lot. He's got, two Model Y's. He's got the Model X, which is what I'll be driving. And he's got the Cybertruck that's going to be showing up in a few months.
Don't do the Cybertruck.
No, I'm not going to be... I will not be caught dead. On the Transformers side of things, I got Studio Series Scorponok from the Rise of the Beast movie. Oh. And he is a purple bois. Really, really... Ooh. Really, really nice. Really, really nice. And I got Hound. Now, this used to be a Detritus. This used to be Detritus. But I painted it up. I'm rather happy with the paint job. Still got a few touch-ups, a few things to do. This is the kind of work that you can do on something whenever you're just doing something to kill time and you want your wife back. So it's, this right here, this is all sadness work.
I think the matte green turned out really well.
Look at it this way. Van Gogh was sad a lot, and he did a lot of good work.
You're going to shit yourself whenever you see what matte green I used.
Oh. What matte green?
Shit green.
Let me guess.
This is fucking apple barrel paint. You thin this down with... you have to do a test first, because rubbing alcohol... will work with some of the apple barrel paints. Other ones, it kind of clumps it up. So if you thin this down with 91% rubbing alcohol until it's the consistency of milk, you want it to be about the consistency of milk. That way it'll flow through an airbrush. And you can get really nice coverage with some really quick results. Really thin layers.
Do you use airbrushes?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. This is 99% airbrush. Like the yellow in the arms was hand done. I hand did the yellow stripes.
Would that survive transformation?
Absolutely. So one of the things I did, like right here on the feet where it would rub, I pulled that off and I use a Dremel and I make it that it doesn't rub anymore, right? Mm-hmm. So right there's no contact to it. In the regular hound, it's like has like a lip to it, so it kind of like thunk, thunk, thunk like that. I ground that
detensed.
Smooth. Yeah.
Detensed,
Right. I ground that smooth. Everything is smooth. This would absolutely survive transformation. That way I get clearance where I need clearance. Certain spots, like in the joints, I'll lay the paint down pretty thick, but then I'll also sand it down so it's super loose. That way the paint, and then I seal this all in like Krylon matte clear. That's what gives it like the plastic. So this is sealed in matte clear. That locks it in. And where if you do nothing to those joints, if you don't grind them down to make them super loose, then that paint's going to rub. But the couple layers of paint, the matte clear, then that acts as a buffer that tightens those joints back up again. The joints are not super tight, but they do not rub paint. You know, if I shook this, it's going to keep its pose. Even with the legs, if I shake it, it keeps its pose, but they're not like super tight joints. So yeah, disassemble everything, find out where it rubs, grind it down. You know, I use sanding sponges, I use a cheap-ass little Dremel tool, you know, that I just happen to have right here because I've been muting my microphone on and off throughout the show and been doing some work on my next custom, Ramjet. So yeah, I've been working on, like, here is the new chest for Ram, this is going to be a Cybertron mode Ramjet. So I've been working on
that. Oh, the Tetrajet one.
Yeah, it's the Siege mold, but with a cone head and some new wings to it.
Yeah, I'm real surprised we didn't get any of the cone heads in that for the Tetrajets. It seemed like a really obvious thing to make.
Right. So this cat over on Cults, he hasn't uploaded in a ton of time. He was over on Shapeways as well. He went by the name Steam Shield, right? And Steam Shield, he just put out beautiful stuff. Life got to him. He wanted to spend more time with his kids. I can respect that. But he left an amazing legacy. And just seeing all the stuff that Steam Shield has over there, like the kits were like $10 per seeker. Yeah, bought. $30 to get me three seekers, and then I found the seekers that I have at like flea markets and yard sales. Yeah, I had four spare seekers laying around that I paid like $3 a piece for. So,
Damn. Yeah,
worth it. Worth it to get that.
Three of my best tools for customizing.
Mm-hmm.
Three came from Dollar Tree.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Knife here is Amazon.
Emery boards will save your fucking soul whenever you're customizing. Yeah. They are, I keep Emery boards around too. I think one of the things that I use a lot that in my customizing that I don't see a lot of people use, baking soda. I use baking soda quite
a bit.
So if you get some super glue, and you put it down, like it'll take forever for that glue to set and you have to sit there and hold it. But if you sprinkle a little super glue over it, not only does it set instantly, I'm talking like witchcraft instantly, it sets harder than you would ever believe. It is like
fascinating.
Yeah.
When you do it, don't touch it.
You will be fucking stuck. Yeah,
it'll burn you.
I didn't know that. See, I've never touched it. But I mean, whenever I tell you it's hard, I'm going to show you here because I actually broke this hound. So you can see like the foot here. Whenever I pulled the peg out, you can just barely see that on there. You can see where the break was. Boy, that's hard to see on the camera.
What you're saying, so that's really interesting. So sodium bicarbonate is a catalyst for a reaction in cyanoacrylate.
You got it. You got it.
Fascinating. And you know what else is? You know what else is really fascinating too is cotton swabs will actually cause if you combine cotton swabs with cyanoacrylate, you'll actually get a massively exothermic reaction. You could potentially cause it to catch fire.
Well, shit! Now I am going to go catch some fires. It's just a thing that I'm sort of warning about.
You need to be careful about it because you could hurt yourself.
House in Ohio getting ready to burst into flames.
Let's see.
Just basically what I'm saying is keep super glue away from cotton. Keep it away from cotton.
I'm looking over here. I'm trying to find the unusual stuff. I use lighter fluid. I use lighter fluid a lot in my customizing. If I need to get stickers off something, lighter fluid is the best fucking thing. It just, the glue, it dissolves it, and it doesn't hurt the plastic. If I need to get stickers off cardboard, like price tags, doesn't hurt the cardboard one little bit. Like, you'll look at it and go, oh my God, I've ruined the cardboard. Nope, it's fine. It'll go away.
There's another thing, too. When I was working in a recycling place, they had a product called Citrosol. And right now, if you go to Walmart, it's called Citrus Strip. And it smells like concentrated orange juice. But when you put it on, you let it sit on a sticker. It literally, it turns the glue to nothing but sludge.
Yeah. Yeah. I would have to say beyond that, Pine Sol and something called Purple Power, I use quite a bit too. Pine Sol and Purple Power, beautiful for stripping paint off plastic. Look at
what about
that.
A compliment and taking them out to dinner?
Well, I mean that I don't have time for that shit, man. That is gorgeous, plunger bot. Oh,
let's this thing's got shit from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and Toxic Crusaders both in it.
Nice.
And wait until you see the pictures on Facebook when I post them of him glowing in the dark.
Let's see here. Going back over to the chat, and once again, I'd like to thank my bros here. I'd like to thank all the listeners. Thank you for giving me the time to talk to my wife. I super appreciate that. Thank you for being patient with me. Wolf1701 says, the Hasbro people gave us windowless packaging. They're still here. Teftef says, yo, keep on with the GoBots. Holson says, Erector for the win. Gigatwin says, long ago in an age undreamed of. Hello, Holson. Holson, I have a question for you. Do you think that Clint Eastwood would make a fantastic Imperial Guard general? Crossbone says, reinforcements. Older Barrage and Chop Chop and Malleus Minor. Three-pack Needle Nose. Okay. Holson says, hello, Giga Twin. Clint would make an amazing Yarrit. F yeah. Dwayne Marsh says, Dr. Braxis. Belushi says, Cup the pickup was going to be Tanker the Tank. We had a rabbit called Bunny and a cat called Kitty, so fuck us too. Belushi says, I got a GoBot called Spoons. It turns into a forklift. Teftef said, GoBots had either stupid names that went with what they were, Steamer, the Steamroller, or just amazing names like Baron Von Joy that made no sense. Yes. That is true. Crossbone said, I'm also going to order the Super 7 5POA Reaction Slash and Ray Filet to go with my 4 cartoon accurate turtle reactions, because I know Xavier wants me to do the reviews. Scott returns. PM Xavier, quick. Talk about Web Diver to pass the time. Dwayne says, good to hear, Scott. Thank you. Belucius, I was in school with Matt Green. Small world. Crossbones Koopa said, happy for you, Blunhole. She's coming home. Thank you. Dewana says, yay, wifey is coming home. You have no idea. I've been a fucking ghost of myself without her. I've used the phrase my better half. I am never going to use the phrase my better half with my wife again. My wife is 99% of my soul.
I am, and I'm starting to realize I'm a shell without her. So the fact
what about me? Am I your kidneys?
You're like 0.5%, but I love you.
That's, you son of a bitch. Always toying with my emotions.
Here is bladder.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know, they did a scan of that too, and they said in the test it's unremarkable.
Fucking burn.
Crossbone said, I have good luck with Duro Glue. Myself, the glue I have the best luck with is Cygrip 19. That stuff is a monster. Belucius says, I always use sandpaper because emery boards are for women, but they aren't. They're just clever sandpaper. I wrap sandpaper around a stick, and I'm scared of emery boards. I'm making my fucking own. I used to use the popsicle sticks and sandpaper all the time until I saw my mom sanding her nails. What the fuck is that? Why'd you steal my popsicle sticks? It's an emery board, Scott. Son of a bitch! I've been making them. Dewana says, my youngest cat, Doomageddon, never lost his kitten fluff, so he's forever super slob.
Doomageddon,
I love that. Belusha says, Hans, Cuff, and Crossbones. Koopa said, fingers not working. I ordered the Deluxe Insecticons 3-pack and getting a needle nose. Thank you there. Crossbones, you keep typing whatever you want to type. I'll do my best to translate it. And believe me, it's me getting old. These are bifocals, man. I can't see worth shit. I just, my eyes get worse and worse and worse, and I just, my glasses are so strong that I burn people whenever I talk to them. I think it's time to wrap this up. It's 10 o'clock here. Dewana says, full name is Dewana Doomageddon, bringer of death, destroyer of worlds. I would expect no less of you. Gentlemen, what are your big plans for this week?
Try not to spend any money.
They're going to live
stream. Try not.
They're doing a live stream tomorrow.
That too.
They're doing.
We didn't talk about that, by the way.
I mean,
addendum to the show. They're doing a live stream every Thursday this month.
I mean, what's really to talk about? We've said it right now. They're doing a live stream every Thursday this month. That's it.
But there we go. Now it's said. You're welcome.
While you were gone, Scott, I showed them. You've heard of Erector.
Yeah.
This is Penetrator.
I fucking love that. That's one of the little Zybots. I have him. I had a cousin. Her name was Cindy. And Cindy passed away whenever she was 32. Cindy had acute lymphomatic leukemia, which was an absolute bitch. If she would have been younger, they could have cured her, but because she was older and gone through puberty, the body chemistry was different. They couldn't cure Cindy. She had children's cancer, right? So Cindy,
poverty.
Yeah. Cindy passed away at 32. The last thing she ever got me was that little Zybot's tank. So, I mean, that is, You triggered something in me. And, you know, Cindy was, like, whenever I was 32, Cindy was one of those relatives of, like, fucking, you know, Cindy was the greatest thing in the world. And I'm there, why does piece of shit Scott get to make it to 33, you know, and this wonderful woman, Cindy? And them's just the way the bones roll, unfortunately.
Well, Scott, you had to suffer more, obviously.
Die young and pricks live forever.
Yeah, they do.
You
got to
do a podcast.
Yeah,
and this podcast is your damnation, because you are forever forced to share your personal life with the people on the show and the internet at large.
It's cheaper than fucking therapy, man. It's cheaper than therapy. Oh, and I know you guys aren't going to say anything. This is being, you know, probably this is the most private place I could do this.
Speaking of therapy, I've been around and listening to the show a little bit longer than the show where you guys were bringing up the assless chap necropants for everyone.
Oh, yeah.
How the fuck?
2019, 2020?
Yeah, necropants.
As the old Norse word for that, naprock.
I was actually listening to a podcast here,
It was a paranormal podcast I love called Dead Rabbit Radio. They brought up the fucking necropants.
The Nabrons.
They brought up the fucking necropants. It's like, that takes me back.
Do you remember why they exist? What the purpose of them is?
Well, according to the dude on Dead Rabbit Radio, who might actually be listening, Jason Carpenter, I've kind of talked two or three things back to him. He's a big Transformers fan. So, Jason, if you're listening, hey.
Hey, girl.
Hey, baby. But apparently, you can the way the necropants are supposed to work is you put coins in the scrotum of the pants, and as long as you never take the pants off, you have an infinite supply of coins.
Yes, but, it gives you infinite money if you do that.
Right, but as soon as you take off the necropants, you lose that unless you give it to a son. The son can then take the necropants from you, and now he has infinite scrotal cash.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you get all that?
Ancient Nordic magic, right?
And remember,
fuck the necropants, man. How do they work?
You see, like, if you don't already know, the modern Icelandic word for computer is number witch.
I want to throw a thank you out to everybody in the chat. Crossbones Koopa, Holson, Duanis Perez, Belucius, Dwayne Marsh, Teftef, Wolf 1701. Oh, Jesus, man. I am missing somebody. I slipped Coco Liso. There was so many of you. There was like, this was such an active chat. I fucking love this. And I love you guys. I love you guys so much.
I have a stray thought now because
absolutely
now Thomas has actually said something of fucking in interestingness here. Does that mean Computron in Icelandic is which number a Tron?
Number which Tron, I guess.
Number which Tron.
I know that the word for jukebox is noise devil.
Fucking Iceland goes
this
hard.
This is how you end the show.
Yeah.
The fucking death metal's just how they say hello to each other. Yeah.
I want to tell everybody, go check out Duanis Perez's channel. Go check out Crossbones Koopa's channel. Ugly Wretch, Belucius, fucking Phoenix who's not here, Ninja Bill. These are all great guys who deserve your views. So please go check out their channels. Gentlemen, thank you for being here. Without you guys, it's just some idiot screaming into a microphone about his life, and we all heard that last week. That shit don't fly.
I mean, it's funnier when they don't know you're listening in. It's like, wait, grab the popcorn.
Here's the thing. It's only funny because you guys are there. Listen, seeing somebody go nuts is terrifying. Seeing a sane person watch somebody go nuts, that's comedy. Gentlemen, say good night.
Good night.
Wait, Thomas, send us out on a high note. How do you say in Icelandic, which means like devil or something?
I don't even remember right now. I know that the word for fork sounds an awful lot like the F word.
I like how that's where you censored it. The F word. We don't say that around here.
Oh no. Well, actually, Holson can probably tell you it's actually very sound. It sounds very similar in Swedish too.
Oh, Duana said she's doing a small reband of her channel, and I just wanted to let everybody know that the Icelandic word for wind chimes is devil flutes. So,
and remember, the Swedish word for end is
slut.
Yay.